BBC Listen.
Good morning. You've called the office of Carl Smith, editor-in-chief of the Weekly Gossip magazine. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll see if he's available. Please hold. Mr. Smith?
Yes, Roger.
I have a source on the line who says they have quite the scoop on a certain celebrity scandal involving a Mr. Jackfruit Jones.
You'll have to wait, Roger. I'm extremely busy right now.
No worries, Mr. Smith. Hi there. Yeah, unfortunately, Mr. Smith is very busy right now, but I'll tell him you rang. Oh, good morning, Miss Daniels.
Good morning, Roger. Is Carl in his office? Can I talk to him?
He's very busy right now.
Oh, surely he can make time for me.
Oh, no, wait, Miss Daniels.
Thanks, Roger. Good morning, Carl.
Molly, what are you doing just barging in here? I'm extremely busy.
You're playing online chess against a computer.
Yeah, and I'm about to win. One day I'll beat that computer.
So, Carl, I've got a seriously good story for you.
Ooh, okay, there's nothing better than when my best reporter has a story. The Weekly Gossip readers love your work.
Get out of here. Okay, so, there's this woman.
Whoa!
That wasn't the crazy part.
Oh, okay, go on.
She promised to give away her baby.
What?
I know.
What?
I know, but now...
What?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, now she's changed her mind. Doesn't want to give her baby away anymore. But the bloke she promised the baby to says she must, or else. And it's this whole big thing.
All right, Momo, I want you to find out every single detail and let's publish it tomorrow.
On it!
Wow. Promising to give up your baby and then breaking that promise? It's quite the ethical quandary. Kind of makes me think. Today on Short and Curly, do you always have to follow through with a promise?
Hello, and today you're listening to...
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Hot and curly.
Mr. Smith?
Not now, Roger. I'm very busy playing checkers against the computer. Never mind. Yes, Roger?
Molly Daniels is here to see you with the latest on her big child giveaway story.
Oh, yes, send her in.
Hey, Carl. So, I've got a few updates on my big story.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since we spoke this morning. So, before we do anything else, maybe we need to quickly pause for a thinking question.
Okay, but then I have to tell you everything I found out. I think I've cracked this story wide open.
Yes, Molly. We'll get to you, but first we must think. Remember, you can pause the show to ponder or discuss this question. And it is. Do you have to follow through with every promise you make, even if you change your mind? Yes or no, and why?
Hit pause now.
Okay, so here's what I found out.
Wait. Before we get to that, what say we ask the junior reporters here at the Weekly Gossip for their take on changing your mind after you've made a promise?
It depends how big or small it is.
Well, I always tell my parents every day because I really want a dog, and so I keep telling them that if we get a dog, I'll walk the dog like every single day, but like, no offense to myself, I don't think I would keep that promise.
I think you should like keep a promise unless it's made so that if you don't make that promise, something bad might happen, because that's just kind of like another form of blackmail.
I don't think it's okay to break promises, no matter how big or small, because like mainly promises are made if you're like desperate or you really need something, so it breaks trust.
Thanks, team. Now back to work. Okay, Momo, what have you got for me?
So, I did some digging, asked around. Turns out this woman who promised to give her baby away is the daughter of a miller.
Wait, a miller?
Someone who works in a corn mill.
Oh, God, I love corn.
Same, but things aren't going so well at the corn mill. Listen to this recording I found from a witness.
Oh, yeah. That guy's super poor. People haven't been buying his corn flour, and he's just really struggling financially.
That's horrible. And so strange. Why wouldn't people want corn flour? It's a great alternative for those with gluten intolerances.
I know, right? But, Carl, listen up. One day, the king comes to town. See this flyer I found?
Huh, okay. His Royal Majesty the King will be visiting your town on the...
And while he's visiting this small town, the king overhears the miller bragging about how his daughter is so beautiful and so smart and can turn straw into gold.
Wow, that's amazing. Straw into gold?
Yeah, it's amazing because it isn't true.
What? I hate liars. They go against the integrity quest for the truth that journalism fights for.
True dat. But the thing is, even though the miller made it up, the king believed it. So, the king had the daughter brought to his castle and locked in a room full of straw. He was all, "Turn this into gold by morning or I'll kill you."
Yikes. Imprisoned in a cell? Kill her? This story really has it all, Momo.
See here? I found his daily events diary where he logged all the details.
Oh, that's excellent investigative journalism there, Momo. But when does the promise to give away her baby come into it?
Oh, yeah. So, the miller's daughter is stuck in this room being like, "I'll never get out of here. I can't turn this straw into gold."
Yeah, no kidding.
But then this strange guy appears, kind of small and wizardy looking.
Wait, just appears in the room?
Yep, just like appears out of nowhere. Says he can spin the straw into gold.
Wow, Molly, this story is just incredible.
But in exchange, he wants the necklace she's wearing. She's like, sure, gives it to him.
Oh no, not the necklace!
It was that or she dies, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets the necklace and somehow, magically, he manages to spin all the straw into gold for her.
This story is getting more amazing by the second.
Then he disappears as quickly as he came. In the morning, the king's really impressed. And he wants her to do it again that night.
But she already did it.
I know. Luckily, the wizardy guy comes back that night and says he'll spin all the new straw into gold for her again. This time, she has to give him her ring.
Oh, this poor girl is going to be accessoryless. What a fashion disaster.
Then the same thing happens again. This guy spins the straw into gold, disappears, the king's super stoked the next morning, and then makes her do it again for a third night.
Can this king just chill out?
This time, he's like, "If you do this, I'll marry you."
Oh, twist!
Mm-hmm. But if you don't, I'll still kill you.
Oh, this story really has everything. Although, I don't know why this girl would want to marry this king. He sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, agreed. But no time for that, Carl. She just wants to get out of the locked room in the palace. Anyway, the wizard guy appears yet again that night. But this time, the girl doesn't have anything left to offer him.
Yeah, because her outfit is bland. She has no accessories left.
So he goes, "That's fine. Just promise to give me your first child."
Blammo, there's the promise.
Mm-hmm. She's thinking, that's full on, but what other choice do I have?
Yeah, she's locked in a room and the king's going to kill her if she doesn't spin that straw into gold.
So she agrees. He spins the straw into gold, disappears, the king is super happy, and he marries her, making her a queen. 1 year later, she has a baby.
Aw, good for her. What does she name the baby? Wait, the promise!
Uh-huh. Guess who shows up saying, "Give me that baby you promised."
The wizardy guy who can spin the gold.
And she's going, "No, I love this baby. I made that promise in very extreme circumstances. Surely I can take the promise back."
And?
And that's all I've got. My intel's dried up a bit. I don't know if they're still fighting or if he backed down or if she's given him her baby.
Oh, you can't leave me on that cliffhanger. Ugh. Nothing could possibly drag me out of this disappointment.
Mrs. Smith, your lunch has arrived. Shall I send it in?
Lunchy!
Hello.
Hi, Eleanor.
Please call me Lunch Lady Eleanor. It's more respectful.
Oh, yes, of course, Lunch Lady Eleanor.
Now, I've got the salad you ordered, Carl, and Molly, here's your toasted sandwich.
Yum!
Now look, I've got to be honest with you. I've been standing on the other side of the door listening to your conversation about promises this whole time.
That explains why my toasted sandwich is so cold.
But not why my salad is so hot.
And I have thoughts. Philosophers really like thinking about promises, because they're a pretty weird ethical invention. Saying I promise is almost like casting a magic spell. You can make whole new moral obligations just by saying those two words. I promise.
Those words seem so simple.
Right? A promise is a kind of binding commitment to do what you said you'll do. When I promise to pick you up after school, or I promise to put my dishes in the dishwasher, I don't get to just make up my mind later about whether I actually want to do it. I have to do it. Just like when I promise to bring you two your lunch every day as part of my solemn vow at the Lunch Academy.
Ah, so this hot salad is made with a sprinkle of ethical principles.
Right, and that's why it's so delicious. And when you promise you'll do something, people get to be mad at you if you don't actually do it. Sometimes they can even take you to court. Like if you take a bunch of someone's money and you say, in exchange, I promise I'll give you my car. But then you don't give them the car.
Uh-oh. So is this woman, who's now the queen, gonna get in trouble? She did take all that gold, but now she doesn't want to do her side of the deal.
Well, when it comes to promises, sometimes there are exceptions. Like if you made your promise because you were being threatened or because you didn't have a choice, it usually doesn't count. Like if I only promise to give you my car because you have a gun to my head. So I guess it depends on whether she had a choice. Was she really badly threatened when she made this deal?
That king was definitely threatening.
Okay, we're going to need another thinking question. Taking what Lunch Lady Eleanor has just told us. Let's have a question about breaking promises.
People make promises all the time. Politicians make promises. You probably make promises to your parents or friends.
The Queen wants to break a promise because her life was in danger when she made it. So what are some other reasons we might think it's okay to break our promises?
Hit pause now.
And let's check in again with our junior reporters in the Brains Trust.
I think there's definitely times you can break a promise, but like it's better not to.
If they are made under pressure, then that would be okay to break the promise, I think. But if it's something important that like something bad could happen to you if you break the promise, then like you probably shouldn't break the promise.
If it's like peer pressure, if someone's like, oh, you need to give me this, otherwise I'll like tell someone like your secrets or something.
Let's say you make a promise under like a circumstance that like you're completely like free, you have lots of free time, and then that circumstance changes and you're super busy and you can't keep doing that promise that you made to that person, then you should just like talk to them and then say like, I can't do this anymore.
If you or like someone else is in danger by continuing to do the promise, then I think you should just like not do it anymore.
Sometimes it's understandable, like if it was a really hard thing on them. But when they just break a promise because they don't like feel like it, that just kind of hurts and you just don't trust them anymore.
Well said, young reporters. You're all so clever, I may have to start actually paying you. Now, Molly, we need to... Molly, where did she go? That one's always chasing a lead.
Gotta figure out what happened. Gotta solve this mystery.
Excuse me, sir. Have you heard anything about the young queen? You know, she's married to the king. No? Okay, well, thanks anyway. You there. I'm writing a story on the Miller's daughter. No, her name isn't Millie. I actually don't know her name. I'm a reporter from the Weekly Gossip. Yes, I wrote the story on Lord Blobfish's favourite brunch spots. Oh, I'm glad you liked it. This story. Gotta crack this story.
Gotta crack this story.
This story.
I gotta crack this story.
Where is this story?
3 days later.
Mr. Smith, Roger here. Just wanted to let you know we found Molly.
You did? I cancel my 3 o'clock, playing Cluedo with myself. Oh, Molly, you look terrible.
I haven't slept in days. I haven't eaten. Don't tell Lunch Lady Eleanor.
Oh, and you haven't showered either. I'm just guessing, not because, you know, you smell terrible or anything.
Sorry, our security team found her wandering the streets by an old corn mill. She was muttering something about finishing a big story.
Oh, Momo. Momo. No. I knew this story would break you.
It didn't break me, Carl. I broke it.
What?
I found out more. I went undercover.
Whoa, you pretended to be someone to sneak into the castle and get close to the queen to find out what's going on directly from her?
Oh, no, sorry. I mean, it started raining, so I went undercover so my hair wouldn't get wet. And I realised I'd walked into a library and I found this big book that gave me the answers I've been looking for.
Whoa, some kind of local royal database?
It must be. Listen, according to this transcript, the queen begs the wizardy man not to take her child. She says she'll give him all the riches in the kingdom. But no, he just wants what was promised to him, the baby.
This guy's such a diva.
Then he says, if you can guess my name, I'll let you break your promise and keep your child.
Oh, another twist.
So now the queen has to guess his name. And it's not one of your common everyday names. It's a very unique name.
Oh, this story is going to blow people's minds, Momo. The Weekly Gossip will probably win a top journalism prize. And maybe I'll win an award too. I wonder if there's a category for most adorable editor-in-chief.
Excuse me, Mr. Smith. Your lunch is here. Actually, it's been here for a while.
Yeah, I've been standing outside the door eavesdropping again, so sue me.
Lunch Lady Eleanor, you don't need to eavesdrop. You're very welcome in my office. Also, I want my food.
Thanks, but I've kind of gotten used to listening in on your conversations. Makes it more fun. What I've been bursting to say, though, is I think we're skimming over a pretty weighty part of this whole story, which is that she promised to give up her baby, a human person baby.
Huh, that's a really good point.
Let's make a distinction here. Earlier we said you might not have to keep a promise if the circumstances in which you made it were really bad, like if you were being threatened. But another really big reason a promise might not count is about what you promised to do. Maybe some kinds of actions are so morally bad or off limits that you just can't ever be morally required to do them.
Wait, even if you jinx double jinx pinky promise?
Even then. Like, what about if I promised to murder someone? Murder. Obviously wrong. Usually when I say I promise, it means I have to do it. But it would be really weird to say I have a moral obligation to murder just because I promised to.
But agreeing to give away your baby is not the same as agreeing to murder someone, surely?
Well, no, but guys, promising to give away your kid is what we in the ethics business call seriously wackadoo. It's a baby, a human baby. You can't just trade them away like cars or piles of money. But I see what you're saying. It is really hard to draw a line and say when something is so bad that you can't promise to do it.
Right. Is trading your baby away morally bad enough that she isn't obliged to follow through, even though she promised she would?
Like, could you promise to share the answers to a maths test with your friend? We all know it's wrong to lie and it's wrong to cheat, but is it so bad that it's actually not even something you can promise to do? It's really hard to draw the line. But Molly, I want to hear more about this big story you're working on. Where are you up to?
I just can't bear it any longer. Tell us what the Queen did, Momo, and how this story ends. I want it published first thing tomorrow.
Could I maybe just grab my lunch, Eleanor?
No time, Roger.
I'm really hungry.
Okay, so Molly, where are we up to? The Queen has to guess the wizardy guy's name?
Yes. So she has a guess one day, wrong. The next day, she has another guess, wrong again. She can't get it. She's freaking out because he's going to get her baby if she doesn't guess his name.
I'd be freaking out too.
But then,
one of the workers at the castle overhears the wizard guy singing a little song where he says his name.
What?
Yeah. So the worker tells the queen. The queen is then able to correctly guess his name, and the guy gets so angry that he...
What does he do? What does he do, Molly?
He rips his own leg off and tears himself in half.
Oh, my.
That's very brutal.
And so, what was this guy's name? I can see it now, the page 6 headline.
His name was Rumpelstiltskin.
Like the guy from the fairy tale?
Actually, this whole story is sounding remarkably like the tale of Rumpelstiltskin.
Hang on. Yeah, okay. This book I got from the library is actually a book of fairy tales from the 1400s.
Molly.
Wait, wasn't some of your evidence those journals written by the king?
Oh, geez. Yeah, these are also just books of fairy tales.
What about your recordings of interviews with witnesses?
Well, I didn't actually conduct those myself. I was given them by a source. Let me play a bit more of the tape.
Yeah, so the guy at the corn mill was super poor. He was...
You've been listening to Lazily Told Fairy Tales on audiobook.
Guess I didn't listen all the way through.
Who would even want to listen to Lazily Told Fairy Tales?
Okay, so I pitched what I thought was a piece of hot current gossip that ended up being a fairy tale from hundreds of years ago. It's no biggie, right? I still think we should publish the story.
You can't be serious.
That's right. I think the Weekly Gossip magazine should have a fiction section.
You son of a gun, Daniels.
You really like my idea?
No, but we have 5 blank pages in our magazine that's being published tomorrow, so we have to write something now. Okay, get to work.
Okay.
While Molly works to meet her deadline, I'd like to just say thank you to our incredible team here at the Weekly Gossip. That's our Brains Trust junior journalists, Martina, Harper, Alice, Emin, and Boya from Summerhill Public School in Sydney. Not to mention our fact-checking team, led by producers Kyla Slavin and Candace Docker, and that whole gang at ABC Kids and Family. And then, of course, my incredible assistant Roger, a.k.a. Jeffrey O'Neill, and our star witness / audiobook reader, Scott Kimpton.
Okay, I finished typing up the story. Carl, do you want to read it before it goes to print?
No, Momo, I'm extremely busy. Oh, one day I'll beat that computer.
This is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more awesome stories or to learn something new, go to the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.